Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Hey, pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, good flea flicker Friday morning. It's days like this that make me glad that we do this show. Just want to send a quick thanks out to everybody who showed up yesterday at Sky High. Some of them were here when I wasn't even here. I was gone most of the day yesterday. People showed up with weed whackers and lawnmowers and cleaned up Sky High for us. And I was up way too late last night doing some fellowship with some of the folks who came in early. But just appreciate you, what a studly outfit we have and what a willing group of people we have willing to serve and to do. Excuse me. Oh, I got a frog. See, I don't talk. I get up in the morning. I'm all by myself. And then I come down here and I start talking. So I got to get that morning phlegm up, if you know what I'm talking about here. So, man, we're ready for all of you at Sky High. Listen, some of you, we're reaching nearly 100 people, which is really, really good. But we have this discrepancy. We have about 100, not quite 100, let's say 90 people signed up to come and 61 for a meal ticket. Now that tells me that 31 of you are going to go someplace and eat. I don't think that's right. I think there's a glitch in there. Now, Jared, maybe you can help me here real quick, because did 31 people say we're going to pack our own lunch? I can't believe that. I think maybe 10 could. Maybe, you know, people, well, we'll go to the restaurant and get whatever. $24 is a lot for me. No, it isn't. But anyway, we have a bunch of sign-ups, and the meal tickets don't match. So if you would, from your own standpoint, I don't know, Jared, do they go online and how can they check what they signed up for? Because if you just paid $49, thanks. This is confusing to me. $24.49. What's that mean? What do I pay? I see down here it's that explains a lot of it, huh? So people, there's our glitch. All right, we found it. We found it. So evidently, Gary, if you're listening out there, they're probably all going to eat, Gary, I would think. And we, Jared will work on that. It starts today at 3 o'clock. Really, doesn't really start at 3 o'clock. I mean, you come and we'll fellowship and shoot to whatever they call that stuff. And you wander around the property and fellowship. It'll be good. Starts at 3 o'clock. The real program probably doesn't begin till after dinner, which is we're going to eat dinner. I think we eat dinner at 6 o'clock. Count on 5 o'clock dinner, and then the real action takes place after that. So you know, if you don't want to miss anything, don't worry about being here at three. The real action will be meal at five, and then from there on. Okay, make sense? Can we? I probably can't fix that now, Jared. Huh? That explains. Okay, if you're listening right now and you didn't buy a meal ticket, you just paid the $49.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
Yeah, so just in telling everybody a little bit about where Sky High is located, there's no fast food. There's no, like, little restaurants close to there. So anyway.
There are restaurants, but not fast food restaurants. Go ahead.
Well, and not really close either. So I think that. And if, you know, if you can order online, great, but we will figure out a way to take your money when you're there too. So it's just, we can't plan in advance, but I mean, if we need to go out and get more food, but we'll make contingencies. But if you could do it online, that would really help all of us.
Yep. So if you can go in there and get pictures, some meal tickets. So the problems, I finally saw it. The problem's on our end. Cool. We got that straightened out, and it's all good. So looking forward to all of you coming. Well, it was great sitting out there last night. It's rained a little bit. We got a big tent put up. It was raining, but boy, the clouds parted, and there were all those stars up there, and that beautiful cross that Bob Evans put up. That thing was lit last night. Pretty cool to be up there. So looking forward to some of you coming. Hey, if you can just drop in for the afternoon, swing by, drop in for the afternoon. You don't have to pay anything for that, I guess. Oh, shouldn't say that. It's a Flea Flicker Friday. Stay with me. Got to do some homework. Stay on the schedule there, Jared, if you could, real quickly. Pull that up there, because there's a couple really, really other things that are going on that I really haven't spoken a whole lot about. Next week, I'm going to be in Maine the 16th. Is that next week already? Holy smoke. Missouri Embattled Warrior. But I want to show you one down there. Bobby's really pushing hard now. The Pennsylvania Salt and Light Brigade Fall Huddle. Russ Dizdar is going to be, folks, this is going to be an awesome event. Going to be really an awesome event. And Russ Dizdar, Tom Dunn, they're going to get into some spiritual warfare, human trafficking. This, by the way, is on All Hallows Eve. It's Halloween night weekend. So some of you want to get out there, and it's free, by the way. RSVP now. We need to know that you're coming. But that's an event down the road I want to make sure I covered here this morning. Okay, cool. Let me do this real quickly. A lot of stuff. Jared, go to my Facebook page real quick, please. Hey, Kathy Spalding's got a new grandbaby. Yeah, our little Declan pooped again yesterday. So he's making, okay, right there. We held a press conference yesterday. TheChristianRevolution.net held a press conference yesterday because we filed our first lawsuit. We filed our first lawsuit on behalf of the lady in the gray hair that's standing there, who's fired from her job at Olentangy Liberty High School here in the Columbus area. She was fired for opening her mouth, not allowed to have an opinion anymore. So I want you to just play a couple minutes of this, Jared, if we can. You'll hear Tom Condit. Tom Condit's one of our stud attorneys that we're using in a lot of these things. And that guy in the blue is me, and I'll say a few words too. So God, I don't want to play this whole thing. I don't. Just go ahead and play a little bit so people get a feel for what it is. Here's why I'm bringing this up. This is our first actual lawsuit filed by the ChristianRevolution.net. Go ahead and play it, Jared, real quick.
Innocuous comments he made regarding China's role in spreading the virus and also profiting from it, something that's objectively and verified to be a true statement. She was disciplined, suspended immediately, and within 10 days, her employment was terminated. It was basically a forced resignation.
Okay, Jared, we can take that off. We don't need to listen to all of it. I want you to know we did. We filed our first lawsuit yesterday. So we've got a bunch more of them in the hopper. We just haven't gotten around to them. And we're real excited about my wife brought me some tea. Is that a wife? What else she's got going on? She heard me down there hacking and coughing. So again, folks, if you can share that with your friends, thechristianrevolution.net, we're moving. We're in action. We're moving. We're getting it done. And I just pray that you would support us on that. Yesterday, also, I got to go to Worthington Kilbourne High School to speak to about 100 and maybe wasn't that many, maybe it was 75 seniors in what they call polyrad, radical political science. And I'm telling you, I offered $500 to anybody that could quote the First Amendment to the Constitution. These are top level kids out of one of the finest suburban high schools in Columbus, Ohio. And not one kid could tell me. They could not even begin to tell you the five rights in the First Amendment of the Constitution. So it's staggering, folks. Now they can give you 20 reasons why you can be transgender. They can give you 30 reasons on critical race theory. They can tell you why Caitlyn Jenner is Bruce Jenner. They can tell you all that, but not a one of them. Because I've tried to talk to them about the mask mandates. Because they're all wearing masks. I told the teacher, if I have to wear a mask, I ain't coming. I'm not coming in if I have to wear a mask to speak to the students. And he texts back and said, you don't have to. You can come in, you're a speaker, you don't have to. So see, we're teaching another bad lesson, right? A mask mandate, but you don't have to follow it. Nobody endorses it. It's sort of like the Ten Commandments, right? We got these laws, but nobody enforces them because God's merciful and graceful, so nobody has to follow them. Same thing in our public schools. Everybody's got to wear a mask. Walk in, big sign, mask, 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 mask. And I walk in, I don't have a mask. Nobody says a word to me. Walk right in, walk upstairs. Speak to 75 kids, slobber all over them probably. They're all sitting there like ducks. Try to get them to explain to them the difference between a mandate and a law and how a law is made. It's unbelievable, our public school system. This ain't some inner city corn-fed school out in the middle of... And they think Jesus Christ is illegal. I tried to go back and try to explain to them our Constitution, the Mayflower Compact. We hold these truths to be self-evident, and men are endowed by their creator, a Christian nation, and principles, and can two walk together lest they agree. We have to have a common set of principles. Yes, you can come here and be a Muslim, but you can't be a Muslim and have five wives. You can't come to America and mutilate your genitals, the genitals of your daughter. You can't come to America and do genital mutilation on your daughter because we're a Christian nation based on Christian values. Folks, they have no clue.
Amen.
They have no clue. Went through what a mandate is. Ask them why they were wearing the mask. Who told you you got to wear a mask? Why do you have to wear a mask? No concept of it. These are seniors going to Ohio Wesleyan, Otterbein College, and Harvard, and Yale. They can tell you why Bruce Jenner. Anyway, it's always a wonderful day when I go there. I left sweating like a pig because I'm at war when I'm in there with those guys. And that, you know who they honor? I hate to tell you something. I'll probably get something. Get this transitioning. He's trans. He's in the class and he's transitioning. I said, dude, you got DNA. Oh yeah, I was harsh with him. I was nice. I said, dude, you got DNA? Huh? You have DNA? Well, yeah, everybody has DNA. Is yours a man or a woman? He just looked at me. Oh, everybody in the class. He's being so mean. I'm not going to let you. You're going to tell me you're a woman. I can see you. You're bigger than me. What are you talking about? So they'll probably never ask me back. Which is okay. Okay, coach, catch your breath here. What else I want to tell you? I'm tired. This flea flicker Friday. I'm sick and tired of the daily ambush of the government and the media. Anybody else tired of that? It's a daily ambush. I get up in the morning and there's something new that they're doing. Merrick Garland, the communist, socialist, Luciferian Attorney General of the United States, wants to arrest people at school board meetings as if he has jurisdiction to local school board meeting. And nobody peeps and nobody poops and nobody does anything about it, right? And all we're trying to do is to do what the First Amendment guarantees us, a right to a redress of our grievances. And they can burn down Minneapolis, and they can burn down Milwaukee, and they can burn down Washington, D.C., but you can't go to a school board meeting and raise your voice. Somebody say amen, because I'm all over it again, as I usually am.
Amen.
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 I know, man. It's crazy. It's crazy. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to shut up for a minute, and I'm going to really have a flea flicker Friday. I got a lot of good stuff I want to share with you, but somebody got something they want to, they got a topic they want to throw up. Here's the time to do it. Hey, help me out, Jared. I can't find my hands. That's it, man. Okay, there I got it. Okay, anybody want to flex something on the table real quick? Tell me a story, not your life story. Whoa. This is new person Friday. This is new flea flicker person Friday. Come on in. Come on, quit hiding. All right, John, come on in.
Good morning, Coach.
Morning, buddy.
Just want to let you guys know that I was on the radio yesterday morning. Those refugees brought into Fort McCoy over there in Toma. They're going to start delivering them up into the Wausau area up here in Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
December.
There's your daily ambush from your government, John. That's what I'm saying, right?
Yeah. And then get ready because, you know, we got to prime the area. So then March, April, I guess they're going to swing over about 75 or 80 more.
That's so nice. So
we're just being infiltrated.
Well, John, no. You're just being good Christians. By an anti-Christian government, a Luciferian government, is bringing those people up and say, listen, you're Christians. You have to accept these people. Do you see how they use, our own value system against us, right? Jesus wouldn't turn them away, John. He wouldn't turn them away. What are you doing? Be mean to them. These are God's children. Yeah, right. It's all part of that same thing we spoke about the other day, Hegelian dialectic. Oh, yeah, Jack says, today I identify as a new person. Come on in, Reggie. And Reggie, thanks for you and Dennis and all the work you did yesterday.
It was our pleasure, Coach. It was a blessing. I don't have much to say other than I want to start putting out there and keep reiterating it that maybe we should start teaching our listeners what our right is to forming militias. And I know the Salt and Light little brigades, but more hone in on what that Second Amendment provides for us. Because
Reggie, it's really important because the militia was so important that the founders put it in the Second Amendment. They didn't put it down in the 10th or down in the 9th. It was pretty important. Right after freedom of religion, they put the militia in there. And they made the militia a bad thing. Folks,
that's
militia,
what I was
going to
say. They coined it, yeah.
The purpose of the militia is to protect us from our own government. Would you agree with that, Reggie? Yeah, the purpose of it is to protect us from our own government.
It's not a bad thing. It's
a good thing. It's in the Constitution. It's the Second Amendment. A well-regulated militia. Right? Pull that up there, Spencer, or Jared, whoever's working the board. I'm sorry, man. Pull up the Second Amendment. Huh? A well-regulated... They say, well, we have a well-regulated militia. It's the Ohio National Guard. Baloney. A well-regulated militia, capital N. This was put in by our founders. Why? Because it was necessary to the security of a free state. What was going to keep the state from being free? The overreaching arm of government. It tells us in the Declaration of Independence that it's our right and it's our duty to overthrow tyrannical government. I'm paraphrasing. So our right and our duty is how? Through that second well-regulated militia. Being necessary to keep the federal government from forcing you to shut up at your own daggone school board meeting? Oh, my goodness. There was a day when the military and the police officers protected you from the government. Now they are government enforcers. Do you see the difference? I should be able to call my sheriff and say, Sheriff, will you please get the FBI out of here? I should be able to call this. They can't be here. Will you get them out of here? And the sheriff would come say, hey, sorry, boys, get out of here. Oh, my, we got a history lesson. Goodness. Come on in, John.
Hello. Sorry.
Good morning.
Trigger finger didn't work. But right. Last night.
Up in Michigan, right, John? You guys are up in Michigan.
Yep, Michigan. Dave Allison's on the way down.
Good, Dave.
And we went to the meeting last night, the St. Clair County Commissioners meeting. That room was packed, 115 people capacity. It was overflowing. I'd say about 98% of the people that came to the podium, talked to the members, really gave them the business. And I was really encouraged by what was happening really in our community. So I just wanted to let you guys know about that, but...
Hey, John, we want to come up there and do an event up there with you guys. I'm going to get Bobby Lee. Get
yeah. Chad. I was able to talk to two of the sheriffs there, gave them a couple of pamphlets, kind of know what their duty is as far as believers in Christ and what they can do. They can interpose in certain situations. So I was able to do that with them. So it was good.
God bless you, John. Hey, Jared, quickly, pull up the video of Matt Truella. Pull that video up for us here real quick. Matt made another. Matt always makes good videos. Jared, you can play it at about a 1.5 speed because Matt talks kind of slow. And he says this is step one of the Christian resistance. Go ahead and play it, Jared.
Involves and demands three things: repentance, fighting, and building. And you may just want to jump.
Okay, good. Because he's pretty slow. He's a slow talker.
To the fighting and building part. But you have to understand the importance of repentance. We are going nowhere without repentance. Repentance is paramount. Repentance has to do with God governing our lives. We need to turn from our rebellion and embrace his rule. The level to which we repent will determine the level to which the kingdom of God is formed in our lives. God is bringing his judgment upon our nation right now. He has unleashed the tyrants, and rightly so. We are deserving of his judgment. But one of the things he wants to produce from the judgment he's brought is for men to repent. So what are the things that we need to repent of? One thing we need to repent of is any besetting sin. If there is any sin in our lives, we need to turn from it. Holiness matters. We also need to repent of our love for wealth and ease. Americans, and including American Christians, have been drunk on wealth and ease for decades now. I've watched our nation slowly dying because of its drunkenness on wealth and ease. But as his judgment increases, repentance will be more seen in men. At least that's what we're praying and hoping for. The third thing we need to repent of is our inaction. The inaction of Christians has been huge in my lifetime. Their indifference to civil government matters has been astounding to me. It would have been easier to have gone to the government meetings and the public hearings and spoken, but because we didn't, look where we're at now. We should have used the means in our system of government that were pillared by men who fought, bled, and died for us to possess, but instead we squandered it in phony spirituality. And who do we have to blame for this? The churchmen, the pulpits. All my life I have heard them talk about involvement in civil government is a quote-unquote distraction, that the effort to see good law established in the land is quote-unquote mere moralizing. The truth is, God's law and word speaks to all matters of life, and we should apply his law and word to every area of life. We are now seeing the consequence of Christian men having abandoned the civil realm. Wicked men filled the void, and they've now made their worldview law, policy, and public opinion. We need to repent of all these things. We need to get our faces low to the ground and cry out to God. We also need to call our civil magistrates to repentance, our governing authorities. They need to fear God. They have not feared God. You look at our laws, our policies, our court opinions, there's no fear of God there. Rather, they have spit in Christ's face. They have impugned the law and word of God. And it's incumbent upon us as Christian men and women to call upon them to do right in his sight, to govern in the fear of the Lord, as it says in Psalm chapter 2. Understand, we need to unseat wicked magistrates, but we also need to unseat cowardly magistrates, those who pay lip service to us, who say they want to do right, but never actually do. You need to mark them. You need to do the work, the heavy lifting, the trench warfare that's necessary to see them unseated. And we're going to talk about that more in our next video, in the next section, about fighting. This model of repentance, fighting, and building is found in the book of Nehemiah. And the first thing that Nehemiah did was repented. We need to repent. Repent with us.
Good word, Matt. Good word. Boy, repent, huh? We don't even know what that means anymore. Hey, Jared, real quickly, pull up. I'm going to make a connection here. I'm kind of transitioning, as they would say. Not sexually. I'm very, very happy being an old gray-haired, pot-bellied man with a beautiful wife. So I'm not transitioning in that sense of it, okay? So stay with me. But this is a really, really good video as well. Jared, you can play that at 1.5 speed. It's the second one on from Lou Rockwell. Second one down from Lou Rockwell. And this is a quick video. Folks, we're surrounded by a death cult. All those who hate me love death, the scripture says. All those who hate me love death. Now, this video is only, it's very short. It's going to play at a 1.5 speed. But it's time we realized that there is a death cult at work in our Luciferian government. Hey, listen. Believe it or not, there are people in our government who want you dead. How else can you explain the fact that they're blocking healthy treatments? I'll get into that. Healthy treatments, blocking them from you so you cannot get well. I saw this video yesterday. I thought, man, I got to show this. Go ahead.
Many are now awakened to the harsh reality of depopulation and democide, which we find ourselves in today. And the endgame is out in the open, to destroy humanity under the guise of transhumanism. What we've unfortunately learned is that there is an overwhelming herd of us who will do whatever they are told by the system, which explains how we've gotten this far. There are seemingly millions who will believe whatever pop culture tells them, including the mass denial of natural health and immunity. While attempting to criminalize a knowledge base spanning millennia, corporate pop culture prostitutes spew talking points for Big Pharma's mRNA mystery cocktail as the only solution. And if the solution is less people, which is what the elitists have been saying for decades, then they are succeeding. Multiple studies conducted in the UK show that after the vaccine was introduced, COVID deaths increased by over 1,000%. And more than half of all COVID deaths and hospitalizations are from the fully vaccinated. The numbers in New York City are showing the same. Experts in the field, including the inventor of the mRNA tech being used, have been warning of this since the beginning, but silenced by the corporate media. Project Veritas has recently exposed how doctors and nurses are well aware of the dangerous mRNA jabs, but care more about their own jobs, and how even low-level big pharma employees care only about the numbers. It is an all-out attack against the human race. We knew this a year ago because we know their white papers, which is why we know what comes next. Brought to you by the same characters behind the mRNA vaccines, what comes next is the end of natural organic humanity and the beginning of man's own version. Man, fused with machine in a lab. The end. There is no more hiding the endgame. It's out in the open, where only the unbrainwashed can see it. Ultimately, it will be up to the people. The police in Australia are loyally serving their globalist masters. What makes you think anything will be different in America? A flight surgeon for the U.S. Army has warned that all vaccinated pilots are unfit to fly. The U.S. military is being destroyed from within. The only way through to freedom is for the people to say no, which is now starting to happen all across the world. Humanity uniting together as the human race, standing up against the most sophisticated tyranny that mankind has ever faced, all while the pop culture media machine ignores it. A worldwide peaceful revolution of the people is a numbers game. So continuing to wake people up is our road to liberation. Do not remain silent during this dire time at the crossroads of human history. It is the truth that shall set us free. For Infowars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Okay, now listen, I want to I want to honor every one of you who are in this huddle and who remain in the huddle, regardless of the pushback that you get from family members and friends. And many of you, if I went to testimony time, maybe we ought to do that someday, go to testimony time about how being in this huddle has changed your life. I hear it all the time. And they say nice things about me, but it's not about me. It's about what everybody else adds in this huddle. The fact that we are seekers of truth, that we know that the truth, if you know it, sets us free. We know this, being red-pilled means you've seen it and you can't go back. And every day our audience grows because you folks out there are sharing it, or you folks out there are actually getting involved and getting engaged. And the truth is, you can go to any church in America, and if you go inside that church and you ask them, by the way, where is the public activism group? Where's that group in the church? I want to be part of the public activism group. None of the churches have it. None of them do. And so you're alone. You come in here every morning. Something wakes you up every morning. You say, I got to get in there, because you know that you're getting the truth here. You know that you're being exposed to things here that nobody else, including your pastor, nobody's talking about it.
And that's amen. Right.
And it's going on around you. And maybe that for a while you thought I was crazy, and your wife certainly thought I was crazy, and your kids thought I was crazy. But as we sit here today, we know we're not crazy. And I'm going to show you how we know we're not crazy. And then I'll be right with you there, Jim, I promise. Hey, Jared, pull up the Georgia Guidestones. Remember when we went to the Georgia Guidestones? I don't know, was it a year ago? We said, listen, folks, this is a death cult. They're telling us right here on these Guidestones, they want to kill a bunch of people. They're telling us what they're going to do, and we still. Do you think your pastor's even heard of the Georgia Guidestones? Huh? Probably not. What speed did I say that play, Jared? You can play that at, I don't know. Go ahead and play it. We were there, folks. We were there before anybody else was talking about it. Go ahead.
Standing stones are enormous and made of solid granite. When you're near them, they are genuinely impressive and imposing, the sort of thing that makes you wonder how ancient people ever managed to raise them up and to place them so precisely that they act as an astronomical calendar. These particular stones don't make you wonder that, though, because these are the Georgia Guidestones in the USA, and they were put up in 1980 by modern people with modern equipment. They are not a theme park fiberglass replica, though. They are more than 100 tons of rock, and they are built to last. Inscribed on them in 8 languages are what seem to be rules for a future post-apocalyptic civilization, the sort of thing that maybe seemed like a reasonable way to send a message to the far distant future in an era when the Cold War was looking dicey and Ronald Reagan's finger was very close to the nuclear button. The person or people who paid for these stones stayed anonymous, so no one knows if they were actually intending to troll conspiracy theorists. Maybe they really were just hoping to create a modern Stonehenge, something that could be taken as a set of principles for the world's population to follow as we recovered after an apocalypse. This might seem like a reasonable purchase, even altruistic from a certain perspective, if you're the sort of person who writes a story in your head that says, well, yes, I'll be dead in a nuclear fireball, but if civilization survives, perhaps someone will come across these. Perhaps some language will have survived. Perhaps I will have influenced the entire path of a civilization to come. I mean, it'd take a lot of money and a lot of ego, but then it was America in the 1980s. So perhaps we should just be surprised that there aren't more stones like this all over the place. Imagine a dozen different monuments, all with different rules, and all being followed by a different group of survivors. I don't normally speculate like this in videos, but these stones inspire some pretty good stories. And some pretty bad ones, too. Because, like I said, if you wanted to inflame conspiracy theorists, building a modern Stonehenge that acts as an astronomical calendar with 10 commandments inscribed upon it, one of which says that you should guide reproduction wisely, and another that says it'd be a really good idea to have a world population under 10% of what it currently is, and doing all that while hiding your identity? Yeah, I can see why that might make people with a slightly tenuous grasp on reality a bit angry. All the best secret societies, after all, do put up giant monuments advertising their goals for the world. Maybe someday we will know the real reasons behind these stones, but until then, there is a rule of thumb called Occam's Razor. The simplest solution tends to be the correct one, and a rich person who saw Stonehenge and thought, I want one of those, is a pretty simple solution.
Folks, they have to tell us what they're going to do, right? Now, I'm going to make a tie. Jim, come on in. Then I'm going to make a tie-in that you haven't thought about. Come on in, Jim.
Good morning. Two things, Coach. The public activism team is in a lot of the churches, mega churches. They're teaching CRT, they're teaching social justice, they're teaching my God is a God of love and will never send anyone to hell. And to Matt's video, yesterday I got an email from the leader of the Wisconsin State Legislature bragging about how they're passing legislation to notify a woman of the consequences of taking a chemically induced abortion. They want to warn her that there are side effects. And I'm like, what is wrong with this picture?
Oh my goodness. What's wrong with a lot of pictures, right? Hey, Jared, pull up Genesis for me real quickly. I'm going to go someplace. It's going to get me in trouble here. You guys got my back? You guys have my back?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I love when you get in trouble. I learned
from you. We have your back. Yes.
Because I'm looking for something in my Bible real quick. I'm going to ruffle some feathers. Here's the feathers I'm going to ruffle. Jared, I didn't tell you where I was going to go. The seed of the serpent against the seed of the woman. We know that, right? They're going to put enmity between the two. The seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. And we know this. Lucifer is the serpent, and he has a seed. And the Bible says, you are of your father, the devil. Everybody follow me so far? And so we Christians go to our churches, and he teaches that we're all God's children, in direct conflict with what the scripture says. You're of your father, the devil, right? And in order to become a child of God, you have to be adopted into the family. It's an open adoption. Anybody can come and do it. But until you do that, you are on the devil's team. Now, Jared's scrolling from me, and it says right there, I will put enmity, verse 15. I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. There it is, right? We read the Bible, but we don't believe the Bible. See, I know the Bible says God so loved the world, but it also said this. And we believe that God so loved the world part, but we don't believe this, that there would be enmity, enmity being the eternal struggle between the devil's kids and the children of Christ. A struggle, an eternal one, right? And so we're seeing the devil's team advancing and taking ground, and they're so bold, they tell you what they're going to do before they do it. And what we love to do, we love to read the Bible and say, oh, look, that's what they're doing. Wow. Bible's true. Wow. We must about be out of here. Here's where I was going to get in trouble. I'm up to my eyeballs. Can you go any higher than your eyeballs? Betty, can I go higher than my eyeballs? Can I go on up here? I got my hat up here. All right. Woo, woo. Lord, I have to see. I'll say it. I'm up to my eyeballs with the end time prophecy conference, folks. I'm up to my eyeballs with it. I'm up to my eyeballs with it. Now, I don't care if people want to go to these conferences and people be given knowledge to propel them to action. I'm in. But if the object is to go to one of these conferences to do this, I'm sick of it. And that is the American church. Everywhere we look, we see the devil winning, and the church's response is what? What's the church's response? Come on, see if you're good students. We see the devil winning, and what's the church's
response? Let's pray about it.
Well, that's one of them. What's the other one?
We win in the end.
We win in the end. That's what the Bible says would happen. Oh, yeah, right. And we offer absolutely no resistance to the devil. No resistance. Oh, personally, we do. Oh, yes, personally. But see, this is a battle between two kingdoms, the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of his dear son. It's a battle of two kingdoms that are going on. It's not just a battle of you personally and your finances, and your health, and your children. This is a global battle for who is going to control the world.
Amen.
And the church is being taught the signs. There's a signpost up ahead. Next stop, the Twilight Zone. Except now we're saying, there's a signpost up ahead. Next stop, the Rapture. I'm sick of it. I'm not sick of the Rapture doctrine. If you want to believe the rapture doctrine, God bless you. I'm not, that's not my argument. My argument is going to the conference is not to turn you into a stick man. It's to turn you into the pastor of pain, turn you into Tom Gill, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to say names. You know who they are. It's become an industry. Become an industry. A money-making industry. And I wouldn't mind if they did it if they propelled you to action afterwards. We're one of the few that are doing anything. We're one of the few. Bobby Lee works his butt off. Chad works his butt off. Randy's got something going on down there. We got Jeff or John's doing something up there in Michigan. Jeff Klein's, he must sleep in the freaking school board meeting. We have people who are doing it, but there isn't anybody else doing it. And if you go to anybody else and say, hey, come on, will you go to the school board meeting? They say, oh, you must be Coach Dave's cult. Because if we go, we'll be fighting against God because the rapture's coming. The Bible's all lines up here with the red. Go on in, Silver, then Randy, and Burnt. Okay, hey, listen. Go suck your thumb. I don't care. I'm telling you the truth. We are at freaking war, and we're watching game films.
True.
Thanks.
Coach, I was just going to say that what you were describing there, these conferences and things that are going on, because I've always wondered, okay, what's the point? You know, I mean, I kind of attended one video, you know, and a live conference that went all weekend kind of thing, and that was the biggest waste of money there was. And I mean, nobody had art. What are we doing now? Kind of thing. Identifying what the issues are is easy. Okay. And it helps people to see that because some people don't get it. But after that, what? We have work to do.
Joe, here's what we know. The devil doesn't want us in action. How do I know? They're going to send the National Guard to the school board meeting. They don't want you guys showing up. Hey, you can be Antifa and BLM and burn down everything, but don't you march on Washington. Oh, no. Don't you be doing that. Right. Because the devil owns Washington. And he's sending a very clear message to the church. Don't you dare come here. Don't you dare come here. We'll lock you up. What about BLM? Oh, well, they're just doing their First Amendment rights. They're just doing that. Right? You see it? No, you don't see it. You don't understand that. You don't understand it's a war. And right now, the devil is crushing the body of Christ. But the Bible says that we're going to crush his skull. Oh, wait a minute. Jesus is going to crush his. Wait a minute. Go back there, Jared. Help me out here. I got to make sure that I'm not speaking out of line. Because somewhere does it say that I'll put enmity between the woman, between your seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head. And you shall bruise his heel. Not Jesus. The seed of the serpent shall bruise his heel. Wow. Upon the woman, he said, I'll greatly multiply thy sorrow. Go on and on and on and on and on. Maybe I am ready for the loony bin. Come on in, Randy and Bernie.
Coach, that's why God is going around the established church. He's using the patriots to do this. Yeah. That's who you saw in D.C. I mean, a lot of them were God-fearing people, Christian people. But the patriotism comes out of real Christianity, Coach. And that's who he's using, patriots today to fight.
Does anybody know what happened to George Washington? Do you know where he is? Anybody know where George Washington is? Thomas Jefferson? What was that guy's name? Patrick Henry. Where are those guys? Where are those guys? Well, they're part of those great cloud of witnesses that we talked about yesterday, aren't they? And they're sitting up there looking down and say, Coach, what the hell? Are you sitting on your ass? We overthrew a government, man. We overthrew a kingdom and started a new one here. And you're sitting on the, you mean to tell me you're watching the Cleveland Browns? Instead of fighting for your children, I know I'm crazy. Come on in, Bernie.
Okay. Well, the other night, an evangelist, and he was talking about 2 Kings 19 and 20.
Hey, for Bernie, hang on a minute, Bernie. Evangelists, yeah. Churches don't even evangelize. They don't even evangelize. Go ahead, Bernie.
Well, so he made this point, which is really good. Hezekiah here, he gets sick, and he prays, and then God gives him more years. And then he says these bad things are going to happen. And instead of saying, after all the things he had witnessed, God saved him from starvation and saved him from illness and all these things, instead of saying, oh, Lord, let it not be, he says, well, at least it's okay in my day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's okay. And I'm like, wow, I didn't really thought about that. He could. Why didn't he pray? God had said this stuff, and then he prayed. And then things changed, okay? But he didn't pray that things would change for his children. What in the world's wrong with this guy?
That's right. The peace of my day, right?
We're just like it today.
We're exactly church, like it.
Just like that. Oh, it's okay in my day. Boy, we'll get out of here and everybody, you know.
Comfort and ease. That's
about not having the heart of God. What?
Matt Twella said comfort and ease. Comfort and ease. That's right. Nobody wants to be inconvenienced. And as Chad says, nobody does anything about mailbox being busted till it's their mailbox. Well, they're busting our mailbox, boys and girls. Not only that, they're busting the Lord's mailbox.
Right, his name.
You won't even defend him. Come on in, Tim, then Jeff.
Yeah, Coach, we're just sitting. I'm in Wisconsin. I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, why have we not stepped up and said, enough. Let's get it done. We already know the Second Amendment gives us the opportunity to throw off a government that does not meet the needs of the people. So let's do it.
Tim, so what do we, the Georgia Guidestones, I showed that because they told us what? They want to eliminate 90% of the people. And we see it going on around us with COVID. We don't make the connection, right? It's a spiritual war playing out in the natural realm. I'm with you, Tim. Hell, Tim, I can't even get him to go to an abortion clinic. Can't even get him to go to a school board meeting. Pastor's hiding under the pulpit, hiding down there, afraid somebody's going to find him and call him out. The worst leadership in the history of America right now.
Okay, let's skip the pastors and let's go with us.
Yeah, but Tim, it's not that simple, Tim. It's not that simple.
Okay.
I'm with you, right? How many of you, raise your hand, how many of you in this queue right now have had somebody criticize you because you watched this show? Go ahead, raise your hand. Go ahead. Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
Because doing the same thing that you've always done and expecting a different result is the very definition of insanity. We're insane. Go ahead, Jeff.
Coach, you're right on it this morning. A couple weeks ago, we were down there in front of the East Knox School Board at 7 a.m. in the morning and had that bullhorn out there, and I'm encouraging them, kids, just take the mask off. And one young boy was out there with us. He was not in school. He was out there with us. He knew everybody at East Knox. Here come a guy walking down through there, a teacher of some kind. I said, who's that guy? He said, oh, that's the high school baseball coach. So I started hollering at him. He looked over at me. He said, who are you? I said, Jeff Klein, I used to coach here, high school baseball. He said, oh, you're notorious around here. And Dudley started laughing. Dudley said, oh, my. I said, Dudley, we'll wear that with a badge of honor.
That's right.
I've never met the guy.
Hey, folks, listen to this. Do you have any idea what this has cost my reputation, doing what I do? You guys have any idea? I should go down in history as this great Ohio high school football coach. But I sacrificed all that for them. I'm not complaining. I'm not moaning and groaning. I'm just telling you, right? My friends who know me think I'm nuts. They think I'm nuts. And I'm trying to fight for them. They don't even know. They go to church and they play happy talk and Jesus loves everybody and then let their kid be sexually molested, emotionally and mentally in public school. They don't have, and I'm the nut, right? I'm the nut. Come on in, Dustin.
You know, I think sometimes when we don't see you know, what we do, Coach, I always think about Noah. You know, he built that life ship for over 100 years. He was preaching to those wicked people, and it was still just his family that got on that boat.
Amen, Dustin. Amen. I want to say this. I don't want to leave this out. I'm a hero in the minds of many people. So I traded the applause of men for the applause of saints. I'll make that trade any day. Come on in, Naomi.
Amen. So this is nothing new. People wait until they get a cancer diagnosis before they start making changes that would help them to heal or help them to avoid a diagnosis. 17 years ago, I asked the Cancer Treatment Centers of America to do a natural therapy with me, that I had all of the scientific information, everything directly from the lab for, and they refused because
that's because the devil owns that industry.
Exactly. The devil owns
The devil owns many of the churches, and so we are expecting Luciferians to do good things. It isn't going to happen.
Exactly. Exactly.
Come on in, Silver.
Thank you, Coach. I was going to say the mention of Noah. I love this. Obviously, because it's the Lord. It is this week's scripture in Torah. Noah. So I'll be doing that tomorrow at 9:00 Central Time. But basically, I've started a program. I'm going to move off to my own, but that we read the Torah portion for the week, along with the half Torah and New Testament portions for that week. Because a lot of teachers are out there reading a little bit and commenting and then missing part of it and things like that. So my objective is to bring it through completely in a reading, and we can discuss it later.
Amen. Guilty as charged, Joe. I'm guilty as charged. Glenn, go.
Yeah. You know, talking about, you know, the suburban school districts, okay? So I'm living here in Westerville, not much different than Worthington. In the last two school board meetings, we had mothers there sobbing over the fact that their student, their child was molested, all right?
Wait. Was the dad there?
Well, that's the question I asked. I got home, I asked my wife, I said, where were the men? Where were the fathers? No, it was the mothers, and they were sobbing. They were sobbing.
Men are masturbating.
Finally, a student spoke, and she said to the school board, how come we complain, but you guys don't do anything? And that's the complaint. And she was applauded for it. They don't do anything.
They don't do anything. Don't do anything. Hey, Jared, school demonic entities. Bring that up real quick and go to the 2 minute and 40 second. Folks, the devil's real. And the devil is aggressive and on the prowl and doing everything he can to infiltrate every area of your life. And we don't get it. We don't get it. Jared, scroll right down here. On down. Next one, Jared. Next one. Next one. Mother calls school board demons. Jared put it, this is a compilation. It's a big word. I'm sorry. This is a compilation of people complaining at school boards, but listen what this lady says. 2 minute and 40 second mark, Jared. And then the four, go ahead. 2 minute and 40 second mark.
Presentation at a school board. Check out the latest from a nurse in Florida.
My name is Melissa. I have 2 daughters in the school system. These are demonic entities, and we need to stick together. Remember, we have authority in Christ Jesus. These are demonic entities in all the school boards of all the United States of America, and all of us Christians will be sticking together to take them all out. All the police officers that kick us out for our First Amendment right will also be going down with them. Do you understand? I'm a nurse, infectious disease, 13 years. Masks don't work. These doctors that sit up here that were sneering at us and looking at us like we're scumbags, they need to go back to f***ing medical school.
Ma'am, you're out of order. Please. This is your last warning.
And they shut her mic.
Turn my mic off.
Communications.
They need to remember, natural immunity is best. You are all demonic entities. You are going to be taken down.
You've already had your first warning, and this is your last. She cannot speak anymore.
Oh! The demonic entities didn't like...
Jared, move it ahead to the 4 minute and 50 second mark. Another one. 4 minute and
50 seconds.
Bam is right. No. We go in there today. What do we say? I'm going to pray for you, brother. I'm going to pray that the Lord will open your eyes up, brother. Jesus loves you so much. Oh, please go ahead and teach my children about sodomy because Jesus loves you. That's the way we fight. 4 minute, 50 second mark, Jared. Let it roll. I love this show.
With her.
But this could kill my daughter. I was born with a congenital heart defect. This could kill me. And yet you want to force me to get the vaccine, and you want to force me to get my daughter the vaccine. It's not okay. I oppose this resolution because there is the American way with information. So I want to say that there is this misinformation out there that the U.S. government always has the best interests of its people in mind and the best intentions, because your own precious critical race theory would disagree. The world, the trial, that we have the Trail of Tears, we have the Japanese
So here's your quote for the day. All right, here's your quote for the day. The government is supposed to protect, the police are supposed to protect the people from the government. The police are not supposed to be the enforcement arm of the government. We have it exactly backwards. Friends, this woman standing there right now speaking to her school board pays for the schools. She is an owner of the schools. The people that she's talking to are public servants. They do not have authority over her. So we better ask ourselves, in this mess that we're in America, who the other lady had it right. These are Luciferian entities that once they get on the school board, they may be good people going on the school board in the beginning, but they get influenced by Luciferian teachings, Luciferian supervisors, Luciferian leaders and superintendents and teachers union employees, and the next thing you know, they are Luciferian weapons being used against godly children. Why we can't see, just call it like it is. I don't know. I don't get it.
Amen.
Come on in, Reggie, then Randy.
Coach, I think that people are waking up, but even in the midst of their waking up, they're not understanding the reality of what you're up against yet. That's why nobody's really rising up, because they're not realizing that their ultimate plan for all of us is death. Because we are the children of God. We are the children of light. When we fight against, like, we're not really fighting against the government, because for some reason they still think the government might be on our side. They're not understanding that the government is a system of the beast. Anybody that works within the government is working against us. It's that dark nobility, royal nobility, where our government is ran by a nobility that is, Lucifer is their king. And nobody's getting that.
Reggie, you were a police officer, Reggie.
Absolutely.
Do you remember the oath that you took?
Yes, I do.
Could you repeat that? Could you write that? Do you remember that one? Get it as
close. I took an oath as well to hold up the Constitution. It's the same oath the military takes.
So you didn't take the oath to the government?
No.
You took the oath to the Constitution?
Yes.
And that oath would be what? Against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, right?
Yeah.
So your job as a police officer was to defend the people from the government.
Yeah, but they also made us take an oath that we would obey the government's law or enforce the government's laws.
See, there you go, folks. There you go. See.
Yeah. The first one was to uphold the Constitution.
Yeah, which protects us from the government. Congress shall make no law, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Randy.
Coach, Satan, Luciferian ways are all, they're all reversal. They're the masters of reversal, Coach. So what you're on, this is a mic drop, that they're defending the government, and the government should be defending us. So, or the police officer, I mean, Coach. So what we're exposing, I want to get on a positive note, Coach. I think, you know, we're winning.
We are winning.
The fact that we don't see everything that's going on is the fact that they're censoring about 95% of everything that's happening.
That's right. All this stuff with all these doctors, all this censoring at all, Randy.
We are exposing that reversal, Coach. You're doing it right now this morning, and we got 140 people here. Mm-hmm. We're one little group, Coach. There's so many out there. I'm finding out, Coach, they are making a difference. There's a lot of them.
They've overplayed their hand. We're going to win. We are winning, right? And I'm going to throw this up, then bring in you real quickly, Jack. How much longer, folks, are you going to put up with, and am I going to put up, the government taking about 50% of my money and using it for things that I absolutely abhor? How long? Hey, folks, that's slavery. That's indentured servants. You can couch it out. Your pastor can tell you, pay the taxes. You can want to. But I believe it's a violation of God's law, in my opinion. Go ahead, Jack, then Roger.
Even though the Constitution defends our rights, the Constitution cannot defend itself. That's our problem.
We have to defend it. Good point, Jack. Good point. Roger.
I'll go post-show.
Okay. Wise man there. Wise man. Hey, good news. Let me end on some good news on our end. I said it at the beginning. Our little grandson pooped. I pooped 2 days in a row. I said, why is that a big deal? You know, he was in the hospital, and they got him to the point. They did surgery on his stomach, got him to the point where he could poop. And we thought he's ready to come home. Then they discovered an infection. Then he had to start all over again. They stopped feeding him. They put the feeding tubes back in. And another 10 days of that. And finally, his mommy can go in and hold him. She's been able to go in and hold him, but she can feed him. So he pooped. That's one of the key signs. He finally did it. So just be in prayer out there that nothing else happens. That little guy gets to come home. Heck, his grandpa hadn't even seen him yet. And he's fearfully and wonderfully made. And he's going to be a warrior for Jesus Christ. So appreciate all of you out there. Been praying. Pray for us this weekend. That the Lord will honor our stand, and that great relationships will be forged together. We'll, People will leave there with new brothers and sisters in Christ and encouraged about where we are going and what it is we're going to do and what it is that, like the men of Issachar, who understands the times in which they live and know what it is that Israel needs to do. We got to do something, don't we? Got to do something. God bless you, folks. See you on, what day will that be? Monday.